This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, Paige.
Headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. Well, I've got some news to tell you. If you love the Saw franchise, Saw 11 has been quietly canceled. Why? Well, according to reports, infighting among producers had stalled the production last year, and nothing's happened for a year, so they've called it quits.
I mean, you've already heard what I got to think about this. We need to get these people in this room and have them hash it out and figure this mess out.
Oh, yeah, that'd be the way to do it.
I want to know the treatment,
can't
man.
Can't leave until it's fixed.
They said everybody was going to come back. Like, I don't know.
Tobin Bell, he's getting... How old? That man, he...
Well, he died in, like, two Saws ago, right?
He's died over and over. He's been cut up.
How old is... Yeah, I want to see how old he is in real life.
He's 70-something for sure.
I don't even know where the story is right now. He is 82.
Oh, my goodness.
He's been around. I saw him on an old episode of NYPD Blue. He was a doctor. I'm like, that's Tobin Bell.
God, you still have the clip of him telling Paige that she want to play a game?
I know. I love when he comes on the show.
Hey, Paige, you want to play a game?
So here's the deal with this treatment for this movie, with the conflict of producers and, you know, if it's all written or what. I don't know what happened with the script. It doesn't say. But what they're saying is they'll start all over if they want another movie. Yeah, this has been scrapped.
Oh, my God. I don't know about that. How do you do that?
Which one was it that Chris Rock got a hold of? Was it Saul?
That was like a freaking spin-off. I never even saw that one. It was a spin-off Saul.
Yeah, it was.
Spin-off Saul.
It wasn't, man. It was a couple Sauls ago.
Had Gummit Google that one, too.
All right.
Can't remember nothing in this damn room.
It wasn't called Saul, right?
It was...
Jigsaw.
Jigsaw, was
that
it?
Yeah.
I think you're right.
Look at a little puppet. He'll kill somebody.
Yeah, in 2017 it was.
I never even watched that one. Did you?
I saw it. I don't think it was bad, but it was Chris Rock. Like, serious, was really.
Was
fun.
Billy in it? Billy's a puppet.
Yeah,
he was.
I think it was the same, like, real
little
similar.
Puppet's name that rides on the bicycle's name's Billy.
Yeah, it really? Billy the Puppet.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
I did not. You're like a super fan. I thought his name was damn Jigsaw.
I thought that was common knowledge, guys. Come on.
Billy? What was its name then?
Pennywise.
God, it really was.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Come on.
What did they mention? Oh, that's the little puppet name.
Billy
I know.
The puppet.
Where does that ever say it?
I don't understand how y'all didn't know that.
God, man.
Y'all not pay attention?
No. Evidently not.
Apparently.
Man.
Billy.
God, Jug, as much as you watch these, we got to get a movie studio in the car.
I love that. Hell yeah, I want to be in the movie. I want to get murdered.
You want to be one of the victims? I want to be one of the bodies on Law and Order, like, forever.
You want to be a body laying on the table.
In the beginning.
Have them hit me with a race car or something.
You want to get measles on Law and Order this week.
You can't fart or breathe if you're a body on the table.
I know, like, just film me from the chin up, so I can
chin
up. So I can still breathe.
You can't breathe.
And they got to use my real name, too.
Why is the dead man farting? Cut.
Thought he was dead.
I mean, do y'all know the best Saw was the first one. Yes. What's your favorite?
Part two, man, where they're all in the house.
That's pretty good, too.
I just rewatched them, too. It was really rough. Where they got the pieces in the back they got to cut out of their head.
Yeah.
The first one, Carrie Elway's again. Most overdramatic acting ever.
Yeah,
but the one is two or three where they had the person fall into the vat of used hypodermic needles.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god,
dude! That would be awful. I felt lightheaded.
Oh yeah, it was part two. He threw her in it. Jeez, Shawnee Smith, man. And she had him sticking out of her.
That was tough to watch.
Yeah,
that was tough.
I wouldn't want that.
Yeah, I'm a puss.
We all knew that.
Lion Gates is on the phone. Lion Gates wants to know if you can. I want to sponsor your car.
Yes, please.
Lionsgate.
Well, 5 years ago, according to Google, we were searching for these items like face
COVID
mask.
Oh,
nailed it!
You net, dang.
Searches were off the charts, according to this, and a lot of people need. You know, they were figuring out how to make them out of cloth and
yeah.
Sewing
some
them,
of them look real stupid, and they stunk because you never washed them.
Ugh.
You wouldn't wash their mask.
You're sitting there smelling your own breath.
Yeah.
Remember like 2 months in, though, people started getting sick. The customized ones?
Oh, yeah.
With, like, I had
a 51 on one for you know, the race. We had to wear them outside the racetrack. How dumb is that? So stupid.
Yeah, on some of your cards, you're wearing
yeah,
your face
that,
mask
I mean,
outside.
It's so dumb. Like, instantly, you got the race car, and you're like, get a face mask on. Like, what?
We're outside.
Who am I going to get? Somebody, I don't even have it, and if they're going to get them sick from a mile away.
Right. Do you ever have chicken pox?
I did.
Then you're going to have shingles.
You are.
Oh, hell. How do y'all know that? So, like, I mean, y'all like, hit me with that
commercials.
Out of nowhere. Like, now I'm like, I feel, do I need to go to the doctor's office as soon
as
I leave
rash.
Here?
It's
dude, shingles, gynecomastia, vaginal mass.
Whoa. You're saying a lot of stuff I don't even know. Like,
that's all the daytime lawyer commercials right
watch
there.
So, are y'all going to get shingles? Am I just the only one in this room?
I've been chicken pox.
Just drink a bottle of Camp Lejeune water. I don't know.
Yep, dirty army water. That's the other one.
Another thing that we were Googling is...
Hope y'all are playing with me.
Learning how to make sourdough bread. I never did that. I already knew.
I've never...
It's a big process. As far as your starter goes. And
yes. Well, you have to feed it.
You got to feed the bread.
You have to feed the starter. And I had a starter that I got from... That I brought
I'm making
California.
The bread to feed me. I don't know why I got to feed the bread.
You're targeting it a loaf for a dollar.
And somebody threw away...
I got to make it. Sarah Lee made it.
My starter thinking it was bad. And I was like, oh, man, do you know what I went through to have that starter? Anyways.
It was such a Def Jam set right there.
Uh-huh.
How you feeding the bread? The bread got to feed me.
Why are you making waffles? My aunt Pearl River knows how to make them, huh?
Make waffles. Thank
I don't even know what the story's about. I ain't gonna lie. All I know is Paige said you got to feed some bread, some sourdough bread or something.
You know, this is
stuff
the
you wanted to learn how to do.
Oh, about Googling. That's
yeah,
right.
So,
yeah.
So we were Googling that.
Yeah, we also
I never did
virtual museum tours.
Oh,
that's
stupid.
I did that. Shut up.
You did.
Yeah, there was a dude.
Which one did you like the best?
There was a big 3 week period where I literally thought everything was going to fall apart, and I started like. Watching those walking tours of like foreign countries and stuff.
I
really?
Like
yeah.
To figure out where you're going
to
go?
No, to figure out a place I'd never get to see.
Oh.
Life was about
damn, that's kind of sad.
It was a strange.
You really
three
just
week
burst our
period.
Bubble in here.
It was wild. That's why if we got through all that, whatever, then.
That was five. COVID was 5 years. Yeah.
Five
wow.
Years ago.
Holy crap.
This show hit Netflix on March 20th.
Tiger King!
Yes!
Oh, yeah, I do remember watching
the
that.
Tiger King, oh my God.
He's still in jail. He's begging for a pardon, too.
I think he got married again.
No matter what president is, he won't get it.
No. He had some kind of cancer. Maybe prostate, maybe he had some kind of cancer.
Do you get treated for that when you're in prison? Like,
yeah,
how does that work?
I think they were
they have
him.
To.
Of course, that's humane. You don't let people die.
Oh, I
mean, it wasn't great treatment, but they had to look at it.
You kill them, but you don't let them die.
Yeah, you just lock them up, but you still. I don't know.
Kamala would have got him out.
How long was he in prison for?
He's still there.
No, I heard.
5 years?
Let me look it up real quick. Why do you enjoy the stylings of Joe Exotic?
He wasn't in when it started, right? But wasn't that an update?
I don't think he was.
I think he might have been. Let's see. 22 years in prison.
Oh, my God.
17 charges of animal abuse, 2 counts of attempted murder for, you know, the whole Carol Baskin situation.
Carol Baskin.
That was in 2019, so.
God. I remember watching.
He's been married like 14 times, hasn't he?
Yeah, and never to a woman. You know, they. I think it was the second episode where they showed that he was doing the music. And I remember watching. I was like, that is not him singing. And then it became like this wave of allegations. He's not really singing the music. And I'm like...
Didn't we have on the guy that was actually singing the music?
We had on like five people from that show, and I can't tell you any of their names.
Really?
Like the gay boyfriend we interviewed. We interviewed Doc Antle.
Gosh. Kevin.
Kevin, is that place still open in Myrtle Beach?
No.
I don't. Is it not?
Oh, no. His is. Doc Antle's because Undertaker I feel like I've was seen there, it. Remember?
He's the one that was the turncoat, right?
Well, he was the one who had his own thing, and they had a harem of women around him.
He had his own thing?
He just had an update, too. Let me look and see if he was...
I was being stupid.
His own petting zoo or whatever it was called.
Because he was charged with some stuff, and...
Yeah.
It might have been rescinded.
Were any of those people on that show not charged with something?
No,
Carol?
Carol?
She didn't get charged. Too.
I thought she was bad, too.
Yeah, but she didn't ever get charged with anything,
though. They never found the husband.
Yeah, she fed it to a gator or something.
I thought they did find him.
Tiger.
Right?
Tiger, yeah.
Did they find him?
Didn't they find him alive somewhere?
I thought he was still missing.
Doc Antle, 2 years, was suspended for each charge to run concurrently for conspiring to wildlife traffic.
God. Yeah, so
she has to go to Myrtle Beach jail. Because I imagine that's hot.
You should. No, this is Virginia.
Hot and smells like piss.
Oh, sign me up.
Also big is we did virtual workouts.
Oh, yeah.
You just won a ticket to New Orleans, fam.
We get a second crack at it.
Virtual workouts. Yeah. Have y'all ever done one of them? Like,
Yeah, but...
You have?
Yeah, but...
Well, what kind of working out was it?
five-knuckle shuffle?
I got the trial Easy. Peloton thing.
You did?
It's a family show
Like,
here.
Our gym has an app where it gives you, like... You can do the virtual workouts, but it's kind of stupid.
Yeah.
Because you're already at the gym at that point.
And I'm already listening to music on my phone anyway, so it slows it down.
Jamming out the tunes, bro.
Also big loungewear became a big trending thing because we all were comfortable. We didn't
that started when Walmart opened the doors.
Kind of kept that one
That was
going.
Back when you could get booze to go. That was pretty cool.
And people were buying standing desks.
To what?
Standing desk.
That's what y'all need in here.
No, we don't.
Horse crap.
Go to hell on.
I knew he'd get mad about that.
Bistro tables we sat at. And remember that one? It was real tall in the air.
Yeah, I hate sitting at those, man. Kids love them for some reason.
Also, people were looking for hand sanitizer. And then, of course, COVID tests at home was a biggie.
Are they still doing free rounds of COVID tests?
Remember how you go in a parking lot and you had to get that swab up your nose?
Oh, my God, and wait
sometimes
forever.
You're like, let me test your up your butt. And I'm like, that ain't part of the test I'm getting.
Where did you? You went to the wrong parking lot.
That was Fat Boy in a pair of scrubs.
Just trying to drink it. Come to this rest area.
One time I had to wait for almost an hour to get my COVID test. And then I found out I had it.
At McAllister Square.
They had
it all roped off and people were wearing the hazmat suits. You're like, God bless. This is tribulation right now. This is over. This is done. It's like a movie. They were going around.
It is wild, though, but honestly, right? Looking back at that, thinking about that.
That's a lot of stuff.
Horrible, horrible
stuff. Yeah, we'll never respond that way again. Nothing's going to shut down ever.
No, it shouldn't.
Uh-oh.
What about measles?
What about the shingles like you said I'm going to get?
You are.
You're going to get shingles.
When? We're all going to get
when?
It.
It's going to take a while.
At some point in your life.
An oily
diarrhea. If I live that long first.
The other.
You're still going to be racing. You by David Pearson racing way late in life. Still going.
Rest in peace.
I got 500 starts now. I want 500
501.
More. God, look at that.
Nah, more than that, bro.
501 is what
two,
they said.
502.
Did they at least give you a plaque
or
something?
I just did 502.
Okay, you're right.
You should have got an award for 500.
I actually did, now that you say that. Holy crap.
What is the
That's
record?
Kind of messed up.
Is that the record?
No, 547. So next year in about the middle of the season, I'll break it.
Whose record then?
Kenny Wallace.
Oh, wow.
Herm.
Oh.
He said he's going to be there.
He's more of a dragger now anyway. I mean, not like in lifestyle, but I mean like drag racer.
No, you know, he dirt races.
Kenny's always there, man.
He would hate that I said that. And I didn't mean it that way.
He saw some of my guys this past weekend. He said, I'm going to get Clements drunk the night before he breaks the record. And he said he's going to be there. That'd be pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's like a racing dynasty.
Jason Wallace. Keller's third. He lives in Greenville,
Keller,
South
yeah.
Carolina.
Ran a lot and of so Greenville Pickens.
I've got a few more to break his. I think he's at 520. So I'll get there towards the end of the season.
You're going to break everybody's record. You're not going to be friends
record.
Left.
What's your record?
Oh, God. Starts, sits. Not enough.
How many Rise Guys shows have you done?
Oh, my God.
Do y'all keep track of that?
How many Rise Guys shows?
Yeah, that'd be an interesting stat.
26,382.
Oh, my God.
According to this right here. Yeah.
What?
Take that 500, buddy, and shove it down.
Yeah, you killed me for sure.
Well, we beat it by like double.
We have five races a week, though.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
All right.
No, they're all 4 hours, though.
That's true. All right. Thank you, Paige.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We're going to hang around. Jug, you'll hang around, right?
I'm leaving.
All right, coming in.
Waking up with the Rise Guys morning show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
And now, a Rise Guys re-premiere.
All right, before we get back to doing the opposite of what most states' tourism board dollars do. We're telling you where we would not go on vacation and in America. I love this text. Does it sound very united on there this morning? You know what?
What? Why?
I guess because we're saying certain states aren't good.
Oh, my God. Would you rather go find out and waste money?
We're saving you money, jerkwad. Now, real quick before Fatboy makes his announcement about his... Paige, did you say Mississippi you would not want to go to? Was it Mississippi?
Mine was Alabama. But
Alabama,
That's because I was a military kid and just being dragged to Alabama for something.
Yeah.
Mine is experiences there.
Yeah. Man.
Mississippi, I would like to go in what little bit of history stuff is left. I'd like to go.
Do they have riverboats? Where is that?
I can gamble in Cherokee if I want to do that.
They got some in Mississippi.
Really, really cool.
I feel like the history you want to see in Mississippi might like be on display now. Prominently featured.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Which is odd.
What are you thinking? That I'm wanting to go look up racial history stuff?
Like, I don't know.
You'd be right. I'm like, kidding.
Yeah. No. I don't know what else in Mississippi it would
do
be.
Do that. I'd like to go see where In the Heat of the Night was filmed. I would like to, it would be more of a it'd be more of like someone I know just went to, I sound stuffed up, I'm not.
Allergies.
Not no more.
So we know someone who just went to Washington and went to the Smithsonian. I'm like, God, I would love to.
I would love to. Me too.
Such a nerdy little vacation, but I would love it so much.
Yeah, I've only been there once, and I didn't get to stop and do anything.
Like, my kid has been there, and I've never been. Like, when I was in school, we got to go to Carl Sandburg's house.
Yep,
and,
go Cubs.
Where's the other thing? We got to go to Clemson, where the cow was clear. You could see through the cow.
Did you go to Thomas Wolfe's house?
I don't think. We didn't do any big ones. And then all of a sudden, like, we're going on a field trip. Well, where are you going? Smithsonian.
We never got to go on the big ones like that.
Like, well, you ain't getting a high school ring, just so you know.
The biggest one we got to do was Discovery Place in Charlotte.
Yeah.
Just watch your hair stand on end when you touch the static ball.
That's kind of fun.
Well, it wouldn't do it. Would it do our beards?
I hope so.
Yeah, there ain't none up here to make move much. All right, Fat Boy, where is it? Where would you not go?
If I had to pick one, like my number one, and this is a state a lot of people like to go to, and there's things to do I've heard, but every time I think about it, I'm like, oh, it's always hot. It's probably going to suck and stink. And what would you do? And that is Arizona. Why would you ever go to Arizona?
Zona is on my list.
It's pretty. The places that I've been.
Like what parts?
Flagstaff.
Like what does that mean, like pretty? Like there's no grass, right?
Well, you said you wanted to go to where? To see the foliage, you Martha Stewart ass.
I've been there. Like, it's nice.
The desert is just, it's something just stunning.
What
is
that?
Hang on with the names, buddy.
I don't know.
I'm just trying to, like, you know, look. You could easily talk me out of not going anywhere.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I don't know why I was trying to sell you on New England so much, though, but it is nice.
I don't like that because of what that guy that cheated on Reba did. The lady from there. All right, Rhode Island, I don't care. I'm going to just knock a couple of these out. Rhode Island, you got nothing I care to come see or do there. West Virginia, I've been through there before. No care to go back.
Yeah.
Montana?
Surely, if anybody.
This is where I'm weird, or maybe I'm not. I look at, like I said earlier, the Grand Canyon. I would love to go there. I want time to spend there and see it, and I want to do the river down the Colorado and all that stuff.
Snake.
But what do you do at nighttime? It doesn't seem like there's dick to do.
Nothing. I don't know. Yeah.
I think I'm saying I want to go out and get crap hammered drunk every night.
Like, I don't know.
I want a nightlife.
We talk about the club or, like, I don't know what.
Or just whatever.
Like an Applebee's somewhere.
Go out to eat something good.
Is there a bar nearby you can look out into the, probably not good for insurance reasons, but, you know, near the Grand Canyon?
What all would you do at the Grand Canyon, though?
I would.
Take a picture?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hello, The Rise Guys.
Keeps me awake, keeps me alert. Listen to all those crazy callers.
The Rise Guys.
What about that?
Rise Guys are the best in the world.
This is The Rise Guys Morning Show. Break it
down. Live from callrob.com studios here in Greenville, South Carolina, with Jeremy Clements, number 51 from NASCAR. We're going to say, hey, famous people celebrating a birthday on March 18th. Happy birthday.
Or suck it.
Big suck it from Jug.
That's a big one, boys.
Big.
And ladies.
Big. Start with this gentleman right here. I don't know if he's back in the good graces of most females, but he's back on The Voice again.
What'd he do?
Well, he was caught messaging some Victoria's Secret models. And he was with somebody at the time. And
I was about to say, what's wrong with that? But if he's with somebody, then...
That's not nice.
Well, at least it wasn't that underage.
Who is it?
Adam Levine. Women loved Adam Levine. Yes. And when they found that out, they're like, oh, no, he's a cheater.
Who's he with?
Funny enough.
Dark-haired woman. I can't remember.
He was with another model. But he was caught, you know, messaging other women. And they were like, look, they're going to expose him. They're going to blow him up. Try to get their 15 minutes. But, you know, he's back on The Voice. It wasn't really a scandal as far as, like, you know, compared to what people do, but...
You got your thinking face on over there.
He's just tough to figure out, because,
he is.
Somebody like him, you figure he's probably had some work done.
I'm going to say he's, like, 48.
47.
It's like The Price is Right.
You guys are close.
$1, Bob.
Oh, Bob.
I'm going to pump you.
I'm going to pump you good.
Uh-oh.
Adam Levine is 46 years old.
Oh, okay. All around it.
Now, you talk about getting work done. This comedian got some work done. He also has a girlfriend. I think this is 19 or 20 years old.
Oh, I think I know you're going to say.
Mayor Knox White.
He was in a movie called Mr.
Dane
Brooks.
Cook?
It is Dane Cook's
movie. Oh, boy.
He's weird.
What's his finger? It's not the shocker. Skin. What is it?
I don't know.
It's that.
Oh, the super finger. That? I just forgot how he does it.
That's the shocker, that's though, it. I think.
This is the minivan, two in the front and five in the back.
Oh, my God.
I've never heard of that one. I think like he was very popular at one time, but now he's not.
You got the shocker, the spocker.
I liked him in a movie with Kate Hudson, whatever that title was.
Why is he dating? Is he married to this girl? Why is he dating such a young?
You know what? They might be getting married.
He's like, hell, he's like 50 years old, isn't he? I guess that's what we're playing.
We got to guess.
You going to go 50?
Nah, just actually threw that out there.
I'm going to go, in your honor, I'm going to say 51.
Yeah, he's 50.
He blew up on MySpace. He figured that out.
Yeah.
Very smart.
52.
So close. 53.
Damn it.
Dane Cook.
We haven't got one yet.
You might get this one.
Dane it.
Dane it.
Dane it. That's a good one.
This is Jug's favorite TV show in the 90s. He come home from Dorman High School.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
In Living Color.
No, you're
I don't
close.
Even hear the. I don't hear the music. Let me turn my damn mic up.
Turn your mic up. You'll hear the music.
My mic up. My headphones. Sorry.
My mic up. This is the theme song to Living
race
Single.
Race car drivers.
You're so funny.
She Living sings single. The song. She wrote the song.
Kim Cole.
Nope.
Kim Tootie.
Nope.
Kim Fields.
Nope.
That's the same person.
Lil Kim.
Think of the
Queen Latifah.
Yes.
Ah.
It is Queen Latifah's birthday. She was the musician on the show.
She's been around a while, so.
Yeah, this might surprise you.
And you know what? On Mulaney's show, they did King Latifah was there, and it was Tracy Morgan, the puker.
King Latifah.
He was there playing King Latifah.
Have you watched Queen Latifah, the Equalizer show? She's pretty good in that.
What? She got a show?
Yeah, she's the Equalizer.
Is that some daytime TV?
No, I come on at night.
Really?
But you know, like, her thing is
she depends on where you stay. It may not come on at night.
None of her characters die. That was her, like, one Hollywood rule.
I hear she's really, really nice.
She
want to
keep
nice.
Everybody employed.
She's a good person.
Never heard anything bad about her.
Mm-mm. She's trying to keep money in their pocket.
I'm going to say, is it a surprising age?
I'm going to say 62.
I was going to say 60.
I'm going to say
you can suck it, Matt, man.
57.
Well, let's wait until we're done with the work, Jug.
Paige is quoting her favorite condiment. She is 55 years old, Queen Latifah.
Wow. That's, damn.
Mine's.
She started young. Real young.
Way I'm young. Really... throwing us off here when I guess first.
Remember, she'd be wearing them. She'd wear hats that would. Remember MC Hammer's dancer who had hair? Like the top of like a spade?
Yeah, like a high top fade kind of deal.
Like a tool? Yeah.
Yep.
Well, she is a queen.
Mm-hmm.
You could probably guess this on the first guess.
This song gets played on the station a lot.
Some rich feedback right there.
I know y'all don't choose the music in here, so.
No, our listeners do.
Yeah, right.
Since Lane is no longer with us and Mike Starr is no longer with us, it is Jerry Cantrell's birthday.
Ooh.
Allison I'm going to let you go first for sure because I don't know. Paige will keep you rocking though past 10, guys. So
Freeform Lunch.
You can man. Text in your hits in.
Who's going first?
If the studio's rocking, Paige's still on the air.
Monday through Friday.
Somebody needs to guess because I don't
59.
Know.
59.
What'd you say? 59. 61.
I'll say 59.
Well, two of you are right.
Ah, hell.
59.
Did you know that or something? Did you look that up?
No, I didn't look it up.
Let me look at your screen.
Right check there. It out.
I even he clicked out of something. He's cheating.
No, I'm not.
I'm kidding.
Look, that's.
I'm playing.
That's the lyrics for Do You Want to Taste It by Wigwam. I just wanted to make sure that there's no bad lyrics on it before we played it. And there's not.
Yeah. People get confused, but he says Chick Harpoon. So you got to go back and look at the lyrics.
Chick Harpoon, yes. That's exactly what it was, man.
Yeah. It was a bone of contention for some people. Okay. This is her biggest hit.
Celine Dion.
No.
Celine
Dion is not black.
Well.
This lady was a former Miss America, though. Or runner-up.
Denise Richards.
Nope. She never was.
Sang.
Denise Williams.
She was married to Rick Fox. She is
who is this, Paige?
God bless. Give me the initials, fat boy.
VW.
Vanessa Williams.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I said
very
Denise
Williams. Son of a gun. You were all over that. Denise still Richards.
Good, still good looking as hell, too.
Used to be married to Charlie Sheen. Yeah. Is she black?
That's I was like, she don't. Messed up. I'm like, that's not her.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. They're finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
She's on Housewives.
Oh. I'm going to say double nickel.
That's a good guess.
I'm going to say 62.
63.
I'm going to say you're right, man. 62 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
He's cheating for sure.
Two in a row, bro?
Yeah.
I'm going to close
Save
my
the best
eyes.
For last. You're not allowed to look at your screen
I'll
anymore.
Peek-a-boo with you.
Peek-a-boo.
You know, we're going to keep it going for this guy because I'm pretty sure this was in contention to be the theme song of Dirty Jobs. It is Mike Rowe's birthday. Hmm.
I like that show.
He's a good guest, too.
He should come in here and do this dirty job.
It was very nice.
He filmed an episode in town.
Did he?
Yeah, one of his...
Was it your house?
No. It was at Laundromat on Poinsett. They redid it.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I wish I could remember who he did it for.
Dirty.
No, that's nasty.
Look at your face.
Because they were offering it for people to come in and... I forget the deal with it, but go check it out.
Bless.
What?
They redid it.
That might be a wash yet.
Look, is that Madman hiking?
Wash yet. Hey. There's somebody behind him in the video.
Coming to a trail near you.
Dude, that's right where I was yesterday.
Well, it's like, I know that trail. That's my trail.
No, that's Devil's Fork. I wasn't there.
This SOB knows every trail there is in upstate South Carolina now. He's a trail master.
Devil's Spoon.
Devil's Spoon.
Devil's Fork.
You're that tall drink of hell.
Who are we guessing?
Mike Rowe.
I know.
Yeah,
I'm
that's
kidding.
Right.
A lot of stuff I say I know, I just like to mess with you.
Host of Dirty Jobs.
64.
Hell, I'm going to go with you because everything you guess is right.
You're going to lose this.
I feel like that's too
weekend.
Old. That's too old.
I'll agree. 64.
63 years old.
Damn, you were close, though.
For Mike Rowe. He might get this one, too. I don't know. He knows his wrestling.
He does. That's the best. I'd say that's the most thing you know, wrestling.
That is the most thing I know. I don't recognize this yet.
He was spraying arrogance all over the crowd as he walked out.
Spraying what?
Oh, Rick the Model Martel.
Yeah. He sprayed arrogance.
Who?
That was his sense.
Rick the Model Martel.
I mean, I know some wrestling, but I don't know who the hell that is.
Oh, WWF back in the day. Kind of, I guess
I watched WWF back in the day.
Well, mid-card. You know the guy if you saw him. Could have had an ascension.
He didn't have like a name, like a different name, wrestling name?
No.
He was in the Can-Am. Wasn't he in Can-Am Express? I don't know. He was right at the tail end of like the
Do
whole
you know this person, Paige?
Good looking dude still.
I don't know the name of the song.
Good looking.
I will guess just for, because they
got you.
63?
All right, 64.
65.
No, sorry, you're all wrong. He's your favorite position.
69.
He's 69 years old today. Happy heavenly birthdays, because we're at that point.
You ever 69 to 96? Dude, it's amazing.
You it really is.
Definitely not.
Not a whole lot to choose 11. From, but still fun.
What? No.
Happy heavenly birthday to Charlie Pride. You would have been 91 years old today.
Saw him perform at the Grand Ole when I was a child.
You paved the way for Darius Rucker and many others.
Porter Wagoner.
Cowboy Troy and Kanye
Shibuzi?
Brown. Shibuzi?
It's Kane, not Kanye.
Kanye Brown?
Yeah. It's Kane.
I saw his mattress commercial.
That was all the heavenly birthdays we got?
Just one.
Oh, hell.
Yeah.
The rest of them are in hell, probably.
Hang on now. We like to say everybody else is still with us.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
That's the way we get past it.
That's all we can do.
Yeah.
The show's over?
I know. It's a fast one.
Holy crap.
Yeah, it's a real fast.
I feel like I just got here.
Well, keep rocking with Paige if you'd like.
That's right. Man, I had a good time. I really did.
Thank you for
the more and more I hang around you, the more I like you. It's usually the opposite with people.
Heck yeah.
But I'm finding with you, I like you more.
Oh.
It's hard for me.
That's sweet. It is hard.
We usually find ways to get people out of here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Either we go somewhere
You're like, aren't. Don't you got to go?
And I remember.
Man, thanks for coming. You say, thanks for coming. That means get the hell out of here.
All right, let me let you go now. You probably got stuff to do.
Yeah.
Well, I mean.
You're right. You're probably really busy.
That's her.
Paige is. You got 14
you
jobs.
You don't have to leave, but I am.
Yeah.
I'm going to go stand in the studio while you leave.
I'm going to pretend to take a phone call outside with my headphones still on.
Hello? Phone's upside down. I called him one time. He tried to do that.
Yeah, he called me.
Really?
On your headphones?
He had his phone upside down and I called him.
Completely forgot.
Upside down.
I was like, I did not remember that Fat Boy would do that. But then again.
You know what, though?
You know you've been on the phone and you're not even on the phone.
He's like, still rounded the corner and just left anyway. You might as well commit.
Well, that's
that
when, dude, when they made, like, silent rings and stuff, you could always just say, oh, got a call. Oh, it's private. Oh, doctor, hello, doctor. Let me get these
I bet head. Y'all blow each other off outside of these doors somewhere.
Oh, only on payday. Wow. Only when the ratings are good. All right. I don't remember.
And they're good.
That. They're really good.
Hey, y'all really watch good, me really this big. Weekend.
The last ones were real good, though, Chug. And I'd like to say, since you come in now routinely every month,
yeah,
you had a hand in just, that.
That's right.
Like, you want, real good.
You want to just plan next month?
Yeah.
April.
And you next got a month break is coming April. Up.
Already? No, I don't.
Yeah, you do, right?
Like in May.
I thought it was before May.
Like in May.
He's got 2 weeks off coming up. He just don't
in know. In May.
He's already had
that's
a birthday
ways away.
This year.
Next month. I saw the
that's
schedule.
A, that's a ways away, bro.
He's already had his birthday this year.
You get a surprise break.
No, it's, yeah, we have a, we raced May 3rd in Texas, and we got 2 weeks off.
Oh, 2 weeks.
Yeah, baby.
What country are you going to?
I wish. I know. Paris.
Going on a cruise. Ooh.
Nah, I'm just through something.
You go to La France.
Paris, Tennessee.
There is one in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Is there really?
Yeah.
You could have said, oh.
Oui, buddy. Hell.
You can go to Paris buddy. Mountain, Matt. Yeah. It's like, I was there yesterday, dickhead. No, you're not a dickhead.
That's making a bit.
You're a stupid bitch.
Yeah, that's I know why y'all want me to come every day to bring you breakfast.
Wow.
SOB.
You stupid bitch.
Not true. I didn't even eat what you brought, so.
I saw you eat it.
Oh, I did, of course. I love you, Jug. Thank you.
I
man.
Love you. Fat Boy, I love you.
You the man.
Paige, you know I love you.
I love you, Ben.
And I appreciate you having me on.
At JClements51 on your social media.
All South Electric this weekend.
Yes.
Homestead, Miami. Going to be as fast as Xfinity Mobile. Check it out. 4 o'clock Eastern Time, CW.
Thank you. And we will bill CW for that live commercial you just did. Thank you for listening. Have a blessed day. Jug,
what day?
Wash your hands. And God bless America. It is good. Thank you.
You can't hide. P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Ow! Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
You stupid bitch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.